Welcome to Higher Power Tech Podcast, the podcast that connects you to the higher hiring power you deserve. Today, I want to talk to my skilled engineers in IT, my Six Sigma Black Belt, my Scrum Masters, anyone who's in IT right now who has a particular skill set, your full stack, front end, your data scientist, dark data, whatever you may be, but this is what you call your passion. This is what you deliver yourself on a daily basis for your corporate career, for your growth along your work trajectory. I want to talk to you about the importance of not only cultivating having soft skills, but also delivering on the soft skills. Because unbeknownst to you, it may be a thing that's hindering you from your upward trajectory or your upward mobility within your pursuits, within your careers and your skill set. What do I mean by this? I mean, a lot of you might be in a situation where you're mid-level looking to possibly go up into senior level. You might be working for a tech startup or a small firm, or you might be working for, you know, a large company, but you've been in your position for the past 5, 6, 7 years, and you continuously see others get moved up and get different placements and get moved up into higher positions. And you also see people from different parts of the company, namely, say, business or sales, get moved up into your niche, right? And also get the raise that maybe you thought you may have deserved. And you're wondering, why is that? Why is it, I've been doing my job for 5, 6, 7 years. I have the certs. You know, I've been doing great work, but I haven't been getting moved up. And I think a lot of times what happens is, along with the politics that go on with any organization that you can't control, the thing that you can control that I see a lot of times with my tech engineers, people who are very skilled at your particular niche in IT, there's a disconnect. The ability for you to not speak in binary code or zeros and ones to the business or to upline or the C-suite or to the board. The ability to be able to speak clearly and merge that gap between your tech knowledge and the common person's ability to be able to understand dollars and cents and understand what it is you're trying to deliver. Merging that gap is very important. I see a lot of times that my IT professionals are not able to do that. So what am I saying? I think it's important that you all think about cultivating another skill set outside of the one that you're already comfortable in, which is soft skills, the ability to be able to speak human, the ability, and I don't mean to be funny about it, but it is kind of funny. You know, the big knock on Zuckerberg for so long, you know, was the fact that he sounded like a robot, right? Because he has his massive brain and thought process about how he's building out at used to be Facebook, now Meta, you know, augmented glasses and virtual reality and all this. And he has the vision for it, but he didn't know how to talk in layman speak, right? Or human speak, right? But now over the years, if you watch his matriculation, his growth, you've seen him be able to now be a little more human, you know, in his delivery, because he's doing a lot more things. How did he do it? If we just take a bird's eye view without, you know, I don't know the man personally, but you take a bird's eye view, look at, he's been not only, you know, married and now a father, right? Which will make you human real quick when you have to speak, you know, to kids and and raise babies, right? But he's also done things outside of that where he's, you know, I believe learning how to, you know, surf and do different things, you know, extracurricular things that are not just centered around his intellectual brain capacity around computers and technology, right? So I think if you are not Zuckerberg, you're, you know, like I said, a dark data scientist, you've been in your position, you know, at your company for the past 6 years, you're wondering why you keep getting passed, and you see that business people are coming in or sales department people who have a little smidgen of knowledge within your skill set seem to be getting your next promotion or your next position. It's most likely because they bridge that gap between boardroom members and customers, where they can speak the language of humanity, will also can bring that technical knowledge enough to where they can, you know, show the company that they are skilled. And this is bigger than what you may think. And before I go any further as to why it's bigger than what you may think and your progression, your company, let me just break down who I am. My name is Mark Komar. I am the owner and founder of Kane Ross LLC staffing firm. We deal with companies like American Express, Vantage Data Centers, and a couple of the Fortune 500 companies in the United States. Our company has been around for the past 7 years, and we're growing small, but we're strong. We focus more on IT placements, dark data, data scientists, augmented reality, meta, all those type of placements is what we focus on. Kane Ross is a sponsor of Higher Power Tech Podcast, which I am also the founder of as well. I brought these two entities together because I believe it needs to be conversation had. I am not an IT professional. I am the one who I'm speaking to you about who has the soft skills and the ability, but I have a major network within the IT realm of colleagues and friends and social equity that I've built up over my 22 years of business prowess. It happens to be with a lot of technical experts, right, and engineers. So I've been able to step back over the past 7 years and watch from a bird's eye view and see how, you know, the engineers were placing at Amex, people were placing at the Vantage Data Centers and keeping on contract for the past 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 years. I'm noticing, you know, conversations and seeing progression and seeing someone that we place, you know, making 130K a year, but they've been in now for 3 years and they're looking at, so why can't they move up? And, you know, people are getting past, we're having conversations, but then I sit down with them and I talk to them about how they're, you know, communicating within their orgs. How are they networking within the communication with their upline and with their C-suite? And it always tends to be very, very robotic. And my team comes back to me with surveys and with, you know, because we do follow-ups and we check in with our employees, it seems to be very rigid. It's not delivered in a way where they're giving the human touch within their knowledge. And the reason why I want to go back to, and the reason why I want to tell you, it's more important than you may think, because IT is growing. Technology is moving at a rapid pace. We understand this. AI is moving fast. Large companies are coming up and looking to continue to explore how they can push, you know, geopolitical situation between China and the United States, all these different things. Engineering and tech is going to be here, right? What you're going to find, though, is companies still want to cut costs, right? So it's going to be imperative that, yes, you might be skilled, but if you can't speak the language that, like I keep saying, bridges that gap between the binary understanding, the zero ones, and your technical skill set to the boardroom, what companies are going to look to do is, instead of, you know, paying you, you know, an extra, you know, if you're making 180 right now and you want to go up to 220, they'll find a position that they can pay 170, right? That also can speak to the boardroom and still execute on the particular skill set that you are good at, but you're not merging that communication so they can sit there and have quality meetings when it comes down to quarterly reviews and understanding of where budget is going and where what they project, right? They need to make sure that the people that they're bringing in and the people that they're moving and progressing with an organization are not just, you know, so skilled at one thing, but can't merge into others, right? So it's going to be imperative for you to be able to keep your job. That's what I'm trying to communicate to you. It's important for you to develop the soft skill, understanding, and deliverability, not just understanding, but deliverability. You know, if you don't know where to start, I've talked about in other episodes, you know, reading is important and grasping books, self-development books, self-help books are fantastic, right? One goodie but oldie is, you know, How to Win Friends, Influence People. You can start there. If you're not doing anything extracurricular outside of what you're currently doing within your tech realm, and I say this because, again, respect to those who continue to get certifications. If you're a gamer, that type of thing, fantastic, but that still keeps you within a certain lane, right? You might be on Discords and having great conversation, but it's still within a certain lane. Step outside. The reason why I gave Zuckerberg example is because it's very apropos to what we're talking about. If you're not starting a family and that's not on your docket, nobody's saying you have to do that, have kids, nobody's saying that, because that is a lifetime commitment. That's something totally different. But, you know, maybe stepping outside like he did, learn surfing, learn how to play tennis, you know, go to pottery classes, step out, go to a dance class, getting out and being physical and communicating outside the sphere of what you're currently awesome at and comfortable in is what's going to help you step out of your box to be able to now use these experiences to make them analogous because you're intelligent. The thing about that's very unique to me about my tech engineers and, you know, my techies out there who I'm speaking to right now, it's not that, you know, you just are maybe, you know, introverted or the fact that, you know, you might be a little somewhere on the spectrum, which is not a bad thing, right? It's sometimes difficult for you to be able to relate to the average individual's thought process of how they come up with logic or, you know, statements, right? It's not just that. It's also the fact that, like anybody, because you are still human, you get comfortable being within your comfort zone. You get comfortable being within the thing that is easy for you to, you know, sit back into and kind of lose yourself in, right? So like I said, going into gaming or going back into studies within your niche, you get comfortable in that. And you think that because you're in that lane and then you're doing your job, right? You're not getting any complaints. Every review seems to be, you know, if it's on a scale of 1 to 10, you always get 7.5, 8s, right? So you're good. You're not, you know, bringing up the latter end of the negativity thought on the company, right? So you're staying within the things that don't progress you outside of what you're comfortable in. The thing that always is important for any being, entity, situation that wants to progress or grow, you have to be willing to step outside of that comfort zone by doing things that are going to push your limits, that are going to give you a little anxiety, right? But as you press that limit, you're able to then break down and see how that can be, like I said before, analogous to your current position and what you're trying to move upward within your career set. Now, I'm speaking to those too who are looking to potentially move up. You've been in your position for quite some time. You're wondering, you know, what's going on? Scratching your head like, hey, I've been here. I'm doing my job. What's going on, right? Now, you might be that individual saying, look, I'm cool. I'm good at where I'm at. You know, I don't want to move up. I'm comfortable with my position. Well, I'm obviously not talking to you so much. I am going to say this, though. You do want to be aware of the fact that, like I did articulate earlier, companies are always going to look to cut costs. They're always going to look to merge departments and merge situations where they don't have to keep forking out a couple of $100,000, a couple million dollars in this, you know, diverse split of talent, right? They're going to look to break down like anything does and you know, make things a lot more seamless and smooth. If you're not fitting that particular growth segment that they're looking for and narrowing down and making sure that they can merge both the communication to the board, C-suite, customers, as well as still deliver on the tech. If you're just a tech and they're looking to cut, they're going to cut you. All right. So I just want you to keep that in mind. You can be comfortable, but make sure you're in an organization to where you can continue to basically coast on that for the next, you know, 10, 15 years or however long you plan on, you know, making an income from your current position, okay? The reality is, though, most likely that's not going to happen if you don't have the drive to continue growing and going up the corporate ladder. I think, too, sometimes the thought of, you know, the pursuit of growing up the corporate ladder is, you know, taboo a little bit, you know, because it's like, you know, well, I need to have a quality of life. I'm not speaking to that dynamic so much right now because I'm speaking more to the fact that the reality that we still have to have employment, we still have to have gainful employment and be able to continue to work well for a period of time. If you're, you know, mid to late 20s, early 30s, you still want to have income coming through the door. And if you're an employee of an entity delivering your particular skill set, it's imperative that you be able to stay with that for a period of time, right? So you want to know how to play the game accordingly. And all I'm saying is be very aware. Don't just get stuck or comfortable with the thought that I'm okay because I'm really good at my particular skill set and my particular niche of engineering or whatever it is you're delivering in. You can't get comfortable with that, all right? Because, like I said, companies have to continue to progress, have to continue to grow. Even my company, we're small. We're less than 20 employees. However, with that, I'm still looking to grow, right? The reason why I'm less than 20 is because, again, I have to move efficiently and effectively. You know, we're making good money, but, you know, in order to keep it coming in and take care of everybody's payroll and, you know, healthcare and all this stuff, I have to continue operating lean, right? But as I continue to add new business, I'm looking to expand in certain, you know, endeavors in certain lanes that other experts can come in and help us, right? But I got to make sure, again, it makes sense to where if I'm going to pay you, you know, $225 a year, quarter of a million a year, you know, I have to make sure you're going to be able to cover a few different lanes within, you know, my company's needs, right? Without having to go grab you and also grab two other people to do that. Now I'm sitting at a little under $1 million, you know, or $700K a year on just employee payroll, which I could probably mitigate that and cut that in half, right? With just putting in one position that can diversify between those. Now, we can always go into, well, the efficiency and all that stuff, but that's what companies are trying to figure out, right? You just want to make sure that you're able to be employed, gainfully employed. If that means you have to just add a little component or a little addition of soft skills, I think it's worth it in order for you to continue along your path so you can get your promotion or you can at least sustain your current position and not be looked or cut when that time, you know, potentially will come, which is normally inevitable no matter what company, no matter where you are, no matter how large or how small, right? Because that's just evolution of business and just, you know, economics. So guys, think about the fact that you want to make sure you add soft skills, gain soft skills, and then implement the soft skills that are important for you as the expert within your niche of IT, engineering, whatever it may be. You still want to have that other component because you don't want the companies to begin to say, well, we can actually bring Samantha from business who also has a computer science degree, you know, from, you know, I don't know, Oklahoma State, and, you know, 8 years ago, but we can pay her 10K less, but she could also now merge the gap between boardroom and IT that we need in order to continue growing as a company, and we can cut you loose, you know, and save that 10K, right? We don't need that to happen. So make sure you develop your personal skills, your soft skills rather. Step outside yourself, take outside classes, maybe foreign languages, do different things. Travel, maybe if you're not traveling right now, travel. But get involved with people and break that discomfort so you can bring a certain level of comfort to your deliverability at work, okay? And that way you can continue to grow up your career path, all right? Hope this helped. Look forward to talking to you guys again soon. All right, take care.